May 4, 1931 Power of the Word of Jesus. How the repeated acts are like fluid for the plans. Forced paints lose freshness. Jesus wants to be free in the soul. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. Its sweet empire attracts my poor will, and even though very often it would want to as though enter the field to make its way, given the painful circumstances I find myself in, yet, the omnipotent fiat, with the irresistible strength of its light, fixes itself upon the night of my will and prevents my step. And forming its day of light in my soul, it draws me to do my little acts in its divine volition. And I was thinking to myself, why does Jesus have so much interest that I do not neglect my repeated acts in his adorable will? And Jesus, all tenderness and goodness, told me, my daughter, because all the acts that you do in your interior are acts taught and formed by me. So, they are my acts, and I do not want you to remain behind, without uniting yourself together with me in order to follow them. In fact, you must know that when I do a crafting in the soul, when I speak and teach, your Jesus has such power as to convert the good, taught and operated in the creature, into her nature, and good in one's nature cannot be destroyed. It would be as if you had the eye given to you by God as property of your nature, and you would not make use of it in order to look, or voice, hands, feet, and you would not make use of them in order to speak, to operate and walk. Would you not be worthy of condemnation? Now, just as I give gifts in one's nature to the body, in the same way, when I speak, my creative word has the power to give to the soul, as though in her nature, the gift that I intend to give with my word. In fact, one fiat of mine can enclose a heaven, a sun, an incessant prayer as gift, with which my fiat has the power to convert these gifts as though into the soul's nature. So, what you do in your interior are gifts in your nature, that my word has formed in you. Therefore, you will be attentive not to keep my gifts as useless. I place them in you so that, with these repeated acts in my will, we may together impetrate the great gift that my divine will come to reign upon earth. More so, good daughter, since the repeated acts are like fluid for the plant. If the plant has no fluid, it withers and cannot produce either flowers or fruits. The fluid is like the vital blood of the plant that, circulating in it, preserves it, makes it grow, and makes it produce the most beautiful and tasty fruits, such as to form the glory and the profit of the farmer. But this fluid does not form on its own in the plant. It is the farmer that must be attentive to water it and cultivate it, and not once, but always, giving it, as though in its nature, sufficient fluid so that the poor plant may find the daily nourishment in order to vegetate and grow, to be able to give its fruits to he who cultivates it. But if the farmer is slothful, the plant loses the fluid and dies. See, then, what the repeated acts are. They are the blood of the soul, the nourishment, the preservation and the growth of my gifts. And I, as celestial farmer, never cease watering you. So, there is no danger that I might be slothful. But you must receive this vital fluid. And only then do you receive it, when you repeat the acts in my will in the depth of your soul. Then you open your mouth, and I, watering you, give you the blood into your soul, so as to give you divine warmth, celestial nourishment. And adding for you more words of mine, I preserve you and I increase my gifts. Oh! If the plant had reason and refused to be watered by the farmer, what would be the lot of the poor plant? The lot of losing life. And what sorrow for the poor farmer? Therefore, to repeat the acts is to want life. It is to take the nourishment. To repeat is to love and appreciate, and satisfy the yearnings and make your celestial farmer content, who, with so much love, has worked in the field of your soul. And as I hear you repeat your acts, whether together with me or on your own, you give me the fruits of my work, and I feel loved back and repaid for the many gifts I have given you. And I dispose myself to give you greater gifts. Therefore, be attentive, and let your constancy be the winning strength that conquers and dominates your Jesus. After this, I felt as if I was about to fall into my usual state of suffering. And given the present impositions, I felt reluctant to accept. My poor nature trembled, and I felt like saying, with my sweet Jesus, Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. And my beloved Jesus added, My daughter, I do not want in you forced pains, but voluntary, because forced pains lose the freshness, the beauty and the sweet enchantment of the likeness of the pains of your Jesus, that were all suffered voluntarily by me. And they are like those withered flowers, like those unripe fruits, that the sight disdains to look at, and the mouth cannot swallow, so great is the insipidness and the hardness of those fruits. You must know that when I elect a soul, I form in her my residence, and in my house I want to be free to do what I want, and to be as I please. Nor do I want any restriction on the part of the creature. I want absolute freedom. Otherwise, I would render myself unhappy and hampered in my way of acting. It would be the greatest misfortune, even for the purest one, not to enjoy freedom in his little hovel. And I would incur the misfortune of a poor person who, having formed with great love a residence for himself, once he has furnished it and placed it in order, enters it in order to live in it. But, to his greatest sorrow, impositions and restrictions are made upon him. He is told, In this room you cannot sleep. In this you cannot receive. Through this other one you cannot pass. In sum, he cannot be there as he wants, nor do what he wants. So, poor one, he feels unhappy, because he has lost his freedom, and he is regretful of the sacrifices he made, of having built this residence. So I am, how many works, how many sacrifices, how many graces have I not poured in order to render a creature my residence? And when I take possession of it, more than anything I love and want freedom in my house, and when I find now reluctances, now restrictions, instead of the residence adapting itself to me, it is I who must adapt myself to it, therefore I cannot carry out my life, nor my divine ways. And it is not given to me to fulfill the purpose for which, with so much love, I chose this residence. Therefore, I want freedom. And if you want to make me happy, leave me free to do what I want. Fiat.